Hello and good evening. I'm Melissa Idris.
And I'm Sharad Kutan.
You're watching Consider This, the show where we want you to consider and then reconsider what you know of the news of the day. Tonight on the show, we have a special guest joining us in the studio, Muhammad Faizal Abdul Aziz. He is the president of the Muslim Youth Movement of Malaysia, or Angkatan Belia Islam Malaysia, better known as ABIM. Welcome to the show, Faizal. It's good to have you here.
Nice to meet you.
Now, I understand that ABIM just celebrated its 49th anniversary very recently. I'm wondering, because I didn't realize that this organization had been around for so long, and I was wondering whether you could very quickly walk us through some of the evolution of ABIM, maybe some of the main highlights in the past 5 decades.
All right. First of all, thank you, Melissa and Sharad, for having me on behalf of ABIM. First of all, in charting the way forward for ABIM in conjunction with our 50 years anniversary next year, of course, a review must be made critically, especially in terms of historical background of the Islamic movements around the world, particularly about the Muslim Brotherhood, where most of the Islamic movements around the world predominantly subscribe the idea of Muslim Brotherhood. So in conjunction to that, of course, we are from the new generation of political Islam, so-called, or the Islamists. We need to critically analyse what was in the past, perhaps by reading all the materials, literatures from outside, even Esposito, for example, Fawaz, about the failure of political Islam in the past. So now, heading towards 50 years ahead, for example, for ABIM, of course, there are a lot of rooms of improvement that need to be done, especially in terms of highlighting the flaws in terms of activism, for instance, in Islamic movements, and how do we perceive Islam as a solution. So basically, two or three things that we can highlight in the past. We perceive Islam as a solution. It is not just about the theory or any speech that sounds rhetorical, but how do we perceive Islam as a solution? So in 70s, we established, for example, the cooperative, Islamic cooperative, to give fund for the young parents who want to establish their career, for example. And also, we also established our schools as a complementary to the national schools. And now we are also having a refugee school for Rohingya and Syria. And in 1990s, we established hospital Al-Islam. So basically, these are all the things that we want to highlight. Islam is not just about rhetoric or theoretically speaking, but it is more than that. How do you find a solution to serve the community? How do you find a solution to foster the relationship among the community?
Right, that's fascinating, because many people say, well, okay, education, a school is a school. Yes. You know, a hospital, especially a hospital, might be a hospital without necessarily having Islamic characteristics. And that would be very interesting to see how you apply Islamic principles to something as modern and secular as a hospital. But before we get into that, I really want to ask you about your idea. And you started us with the idea of Islamic movements globally, right? And ABIM starting in the 70s, we have I don't know, the kind of standard flag bearers of the Islamic movement in this country. We think of Anwar Ibrahim, we think of PAS, so on and so forth. What is it that was happening in the 70s that ABIM was responding to, that ABIM was formed in order to be a response to? We come out of 69 and so on and so forth. Yeah. What was it that ABIM was responding to?
Okay, ABIM, we highlighted a book written by Anwar Ibrahim then, Islam as a Solution for the Plural Society. It was in responding to the May 13 issue, where all in all, it is all about how do you be inclusive in building up the society. Because if I may revert back to the issue of Islamic movement around the world, according to many kind of literatures, saying that they have two basic problems which they fail to move on. First, about the concept of power-centric concept being too much exclusive for them. All the this kind of political Islam is just about to rule this country. And secondly, perhaps they are focusing more on imposition of the Sharia without looking into the context, the right framework. So Abim, we are in the clear path, moderate way. We perceive all this kind of ideology as something that will not bind us, but it is just a persuasive kind of thing that we can learn, we can take into consideration. So, and in fact, having 49th anniversary, we from the young generation of Abim, we of course, obviously, after reading all this kind of perhaps the failure, we need to depart from this kind of old cycle, because we can't afford to repeat the failure of the political Islam.
Faizal, can I ask you, I mean, you were trying to explain Abim's core values, right? The principles that it stands by. But what is, after almost five decades, what do you think is the public's perception of Abim?
I cannot answer absolutely true, but from what we heard, actually, it is now, for me, myself, my emphasis more on engagement. We engage to all across the board, political, across the political divide, even the CSO. Even for us, it is about how to share the limited resources.
Okay, and so when you do these public engagements, what do you hear from them when you say, hi, I'm Faizal from Abim? What is it that they, how do they respond to you? Do they think that you're coming from a conservative religious point of view? Or are you trying to convert them? Are you trying to engage them? What are the responses?
Yeah, actually, there are multiple responses, because Abim, we have undergone many kind of scenario of Malaysian political Islam, which was highlighted during 80s, 70s. Even in fact, when Anwar Ibrahim was in the government, Abim was accused of being highlighting the process of Islamization. But if you know the historical behind that, it was not the Islamization process of Islam, but it was part of to balance up between the extreme, because previously we have Arkam, even we have the so-called extreme certain political parties that highlighted the racial or religious sentiment. So we try to use the channel of the government in a middle path way, highlighting Islam as a solution on the middle ground. But of course, in terms of perception, as I said, there are multiple perceptions, because some people perceive Abim as politics. I mean, as political activists. Mm. Some perceive Abim as social activists. Some perceive Abim as perhaps religious authority whatsoever. So I'm open to that. But all what we need to do is to give explanation about the evolution of Abim itself.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, but let's come back and continue this conversation with Faizal in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned to Consider This.